Spotlight.
The NDA has delivered its strongest ever performance in the 2025 Bihar Assembly elections, leading and winning around 200 plus of the 243 seats. And in today's Spotlight, we take a closer look at what really shaped this historic election win in Bihar for NDA. What were the issues that dominated the campaign? What drove the voters? What worked for NDA? And where did the RJD fall short? And how did Modi factor, development works, Nitish factor, caste equation and social dynamics influence the final outcome? We discuss all this and more with our expert in the studio, Aditi Tandon, senior journalist, and Vijay Kranti, senior journalist. Welcome, Vijay. Welcome, Aditi.
Thank you so much.
So let me start with you, Aditi. In your opinion, how do you interpret the results of Bihar election? Does this reflect a shift in the mood of the electorate? A paradigm shift, rather, you said?
See, the Bihar election result is actually a continuum in a recent pattern of many other assembly election results. If you look at the Lok Sabha elections 2024, and after that you look at all the assembly elections that have been held, starting from Maharashtra, then you come to Haryana, then you come to Delhi, now you come to Bihar. So it is actually resounding re-election of the incumbent BJP or the NDA-led coalition. So it is a very interesting time in our history, in the sense that despite governments being in positions of power for over two decades, sometimes over three decades, people are re-electing those governments. So this is a new trend, and this has now not only held at the central level, where the BJP under Prime Minister Narendra Modi won a third term in 2024. This is now being repeated across state elections also. So this is a very significant trend. It remains to be seen whether it will hold in the next year's assembly election cycle. We have very important states going to elections next year. And of course, you know, it is also, today's election result is also remarkable for one more reason, that the NDA has registered victory across regions, across castes, across communities. So it's not just only women or only youth or, you know, only the beneficiary class. It's something else. It's actually a matter of deep debate. Yeah. You know, where all have they scored? Even in Simanchal.
NDA has got quite a big percentage.
The last leads I checked, out of 24 seats in Simanchal, BJP was leading on 8 seats and JDU on 5, and LJP, these are all NDA partners, are on 3 seats.
And Prime Minister Narendra Modi celebrated the sweeping mandate, calling it a victory for development, public welfare and social justice. He has thanked the people of Bihar for the historic support and congratulated Chief Minister Nitish Kumar and NDA allies Chirag Paswan, Jitan Ram Manjhi and Upendra Kushwaha for the emphatic win. Let's listen what Prime Minister has said.
Jai Chhathi Maiya. Jai Chhathi Maiya. Bihar ne ye sunishchit kiya hai. Bihar ki mahan bhumi par phir kabhi jangal raj ki vapasi nahi hone wali. आज की ये जीत बिहार की उन माताओं, बहनों और बेटियों की है जिन्होंने सालों तक आरजेडी के शासन में जंगल राज का आतंक झेला है. ये जीत बिहार के उस नौजवान की है जिसके भविष्य को कांग्रेस और लाल झंडे वालों के आतंक के कारण बर्बाद किया गया. ये प्रचंड जीत, ये अटूट विश्वास बिहार के लोगों ने बिल्कुल गर्दा उड़ा दिया है. आज बिहार के घर घर में मखाने की खीर बनाना पक्का कर दिया है.
विजय जी, व्हाट इन योर व्यू इज द बिगेस्ट रीजन बिहाइंड द एनडीए'स मैसिव विक्ट्री?
वन थिंग इज आई कैन सी एज इट हैज हैपेंड इन मेनी स्टेट्स बिफोर Bihar election, that there is a qualitative change in the approach and opinion and the conduct of the voter. Earlier, for I think for first 40, 50 years, the trend was that what you call anti-incumbency factor used to be the dominating one. And there have been so many states where for no reason, whether the government performed good or bad, just because one party was in power, so next election, it will be the next party, other party will be given chance. So that is how the voter used to think that it is their job to change the government. And that brought in a kind of inertia in Indian politics where the parties, whether the ruling party of that time or other party, they started thinking whether they are good or bad. Their performance is good or bad. The people are going to take a decision on the basis of anti-incumbency. So that brought a kind of inertia, which I see has been broken in last 10 years. When I said the qualitative change is there, now the voter has stopped bothering about whether they need a change or not. They are now focused on analyzing whether the vote I gave last time to a government, how it has performed in their duration. So now they are very critically analyzing it and giving their verdict on whether the performance was good or bad. That is why you see that Modi government could win three elections continuously. In Bihar, you are seeing one after other victory of NDA, and especially the Chief Minister, Mr. Nitish Kumar. That clearly shows that the voter has matured and Indian democracy has matured.
And Vijayji, as just Aditi mentioned, that BJP or the NDA has got votes and seats from across caste and creed community, even from Simanchal, it has got a major percentage of vote. Let's look at what is the latest figure now. Out of 227 seats for which results have already been declared, the NDA has already crossed two-thirds majority, winning 190 seats and leading in 12. An RJD-led Mahagathbandhan is trailing far, far behind, having won only 32 seats and is leading on 3. Others have won 5 seats and leading in 1. So that way, Aditi, what you are just mentioning, BJP has got from across Bihar. And what Prime Minister has said it from BJP headquarters today, that it is a win of good governance, development has won, and pro-people spirit has won.
BJP ki NDA ki sarkaron ko 20-20 saal baad bhi agar janta phir se chun rahi hai, to ye desh mein pro-people, pro-governance, pro-development rajniti ki sthapna hai. Congress desh ke anek rajyon mein saalon se satta se bahar hai. जिस पार्टी ने दशकों तक देश पर राज किया, उस पर देश की जनता का विश्वास लगातार घट रहा है. कांग्रेस की राजनीति का आधार अब सिर्फ और सिर्फ नेगेटिव पॉलिटिक्स हो गया है. सच्चाई यह है कि आज कांग्रेस मुस्लिम लीगी माओवादी कांग्रेस यानी MMC बन गई है. यह कांग्रेस मुस्लिम लीगी माओवादी कांग्रेस है, ये MMC है.
सो अदिति, हाउ डू यू रिएक्ट ऑन प्राइम मिनिस्टर्स दिस स्टेटमेंट, बिकॉज ही इज ब्लेमिंग कांग्रेस.
यू सी द कांग्रेस पार्टीज स्टीप डिक्लाइन इन बिहार इज अ मैटर ऑफ वरी फॉर ऑल डेमोक्रेटिक फोर्सेस इन द कंट्री, बिकॉज प्राइम मिनिस्टर हिमसेल्फ हैज ऑन मेनी ओकेजन सेड दैट vibrant opposition is very important for any functioning constitutional democracy. He's himself said in parliament on a number of occasions. Now what we've seen with the Congress today is Congress is almost standing alongside parties like All India, MIM. They are standing alongside Hindustani Awam Morcha. So they are literally down to 5 seats, 5 leads right now, I think the Congress has. You know, the last worst performance of the Congress party in Bihar was in 2010, which was actually the best performance of the NDA combined so far, because they had won a 3/4 majority with 206 seats. Today they've come very close to that, but they are at 202 yet. The leads are still solidifying. So the Congress party's, you know, decimation is also something that has been continuing for a very long time now. You know, election after election, their campaign narratives are failing. They are unable to make a connection with the voters. You know, they are jumping from one issue to another. For instance, we saw Rahul Gandhi and his entire, you know, Congress party attack the electronic voting machines for a very long period of time. The Supreme Court dismissed all related petitions. Now they've come to something called an allegation of vote chori. That was the main plank of the Congress party in Bihar. In fact, right on the eve of the first phase polling in Bihar on November 6, Rahul Gandhi was holding a press conference here in Indira Bhavan office of Delhi Congress, where he said that, you know, he made allegations of vote theft, and he, even before the elections were held in Bihar, was admitting that perhaps they are not going to win because he was casting aspersions on the election commission. Clearly, the voters of Bihar have not bought what Rahul Gandhi was trying to sell to them. So Rahul Gandhi really needs to go back to the drawing board. When the Prime Minister says that he is practicing a politics of negativity, what he means is that politics of accusation and casting aspersions is not going to have a very long life. It has an expiry date. You have to ultimately tell the people, do you have any positive vision or an alternative?
And I was going through a data where it is said that under the leadership of Rahul Gandhi, small and big, Congress has lost 95 elections.
So that's a matter of grave introspection for the Congress party. And it's not as though Congress must not be worried. There would be a last section within the party. People have been speaking up, you know, off and on issues. They have gone against party lines. But is there scope for genuine introspection of this kind of a result in Bihar? Because Congress party, until, if you look at the elections in Bihar, until 1985, Congress was the largest political party of Bihar. It was only after 1985, starting from the 1990 election, when RJD became a dominant force under that's the time Congress started falling apart. Yeah. And its free fall has not actually stopped since then. And it is going down and down. And imagine it's almost at 5%. And it has a vote share of very less, I think, less than even 8% or something. That should really worry the grand old party.
Vijayji, what do you think? Where did the RJD fall short? Was it a campaign strategy, narrative building, or lack of credible candidates? Or on the top, friendship with Congress?
I think all these factors worked together. And what has happened to RJD is because of all these factors. And then you see RJD practically had no agenda. They could not produce a vision. And the reason behind that was that, number one, they have a history which the Bihari voter can never forget. You know, where during Lalu and Rabri Devi's Raj, Bihar was run like a jungle Raj, jungle or a fiefdom of, you know, where one family would rule, and the kind of insecurity ordinary people.
Yeah.
And I'll give you only one example.
Yeah.
There was wife.
In brief, Vijayji, in brief, we have very less time.
So
left.
What we are seeing today, that number one, RJD has failed in giving a new vision. It had a history which the ordinary people voter has not forgotten. So they are already under trauma, and many of them could not visualize.
Thank you, Vijayji. That's right. It for today's Spotlight program. Thank you, Vijayji, and thank you, Aditi.
Thank you so much.
Spotlight.